Yo, 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 ho. What's good, everybody? Oh, I ain't got my glasses. Your boy is as blind as a bat right now, man. I'm gonna try to keep my eyes open, keep my legs together. It's been a minute. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but got a nice little new mic here, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm gonna do the podcast today with this nice swaggy microphone. And yeah, I've been busy. If you didn't know, dude, if you can't tell, I've been doing a lot of stuff. Podcasting, voiceover. I don't know if y'all saw, but your boy got his first actual like voiceover role where they're gonna be paying me some money. So I guess I'm officially a voiceover artist. Getting put on to a pro-am show with the comedy tonight. It's actually tonight. I'm filming this on a Wednesday, December 8th, and I got a show tonight at a pro amateur, professional amateur, if you don't know what pro am is, show tonight. So yeah, man, doing some things, man. So, I hope y'all been good out there, bro. I hope y'all been taking it easy. I hope y'all been laughing, loving, and all the good stuff, man. 'Cause I've really been in a good mood. Like I've really been in a very, like just positive energy mood. Like, sorry, I'm moving some stuff, trying to get this all together. If y'all don't know, I record on top of like this moving desk thingy. And every time I have to bring my mic in here, and every time I got to bring my computer and laptop in here, and I can never get it set up just right. So I'm always trying to fix stuff at the last second. But yeah, man, I've just been doing the damn thing. Like I miss y'all. I hope y'all miss me. I hope y'all miss my corniness, my whackness, my jokes. Actually been, like I say, writing jokes, trying to work up to 30 minutes. I'm right now at a solid 5. Like I got 5 minutes of material, which is really just one long joke. Like it's a bunch of different jokes, but it's technically like one long, I don't know if you call it like idea, but I mean, people liked it, man. I've had people laughing. I've had people enjoying. I've had some constructive criticism. Some people want to add some tags. Some people like trying to get me to expand on certain parts. And yeah, man, I've just been having fun. I recorded myself. You've heard some of my jokes if you follow me on YouTube. I have the video up there. And it was of my first open mic night and how live that was. And yeah, man, it's been a blast. Sorry, let me get this dog, dude. He is just like, they just love to play with loud toys as I start to freaking record, man. It just never fails. Like it just never fails. Like these animals just want to drive you crazy. Like that's what it is. But yeah, man, I just been busy, like I don't know, like trying to be happy. Like it's a weird situation I'm in right now. 'Cause I feel like this is probably the least amount of money I've ever made in my life, but I feel oddly happy about everything that's going on right now. Like I feel oddly satisfied and pleased with a lot of the things that are going on in my life. And like, it's health above wealth, man. It's all about enjoying yourself and being honest. You know what I'm saying? And knowing who you are. And I definitely feel like that's what's going on with me, man. Like, I it's hard to explain. Like, if you've never gone through it, like, it might sound like I'm a crazy person, but I really feel happy, man. I really feel like I'm enjoying my life more than I've ever enjoyed it before. And, like, that's really thanks to all y'all out there. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this road, this journey with me. Partly due to, I hate to admit it, but, like, the people that you watch and are influenced by are the people that, to get you to live your life, you know what I mean? And I definitely think like Joe Rogan is partly responsible for that, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, let me just start with this whole like the whole idea of Joe Rogan versus Spotify. This like I know that's why y'all probably clicked on the video, so we almost 5 minutes in, so I guess let's get to it, man. I guess no intro today since we just gonna get straight to it. So the whole idea of Spotify, or yeah, I guess we'll start with the whole idea of Spotify and then I'll run it down. So basically the situation that's going on is, a bunch of comedians have lost their comedy on Spotify because of a dispute that's basically saying, hey, we want to make this, we want to be paid the same way that that musicians get paid, essentially. We want to get paid for the performance of it as well as the writing of the song. So if you're into any of the, if you're into music business, basically you understand how people, how it works and how people get paid. And essentially how it works is you get a songwriting lyrical credit and you get a performance credit, which is a person on the track. So, you know, I saw somebody give the analogy of like, if Kanye West gets somebody like a Jay-Z to ghostwrite one of his songs, then Jay-Z gets the writing credit and Kanye West gets the performance credit because he's performing the song. So with that being said, apparently comics were not getting the writing credit of it, and they were only getting the performance of it because they were actually performing it and they were getting royalties like that. They want to say, hey, let me get my cut, which is like basically essentially going to be either Spotify halving the checks and cutting the checks in half, or essentially what the comics are saying is you're gonna have to double that because we want both sides of it. Spotify essentially said, hey man, this is too much of a hassle, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want, if y'all are fighting it to get your rights, then we'll just give you all your rights and just remove it from our website completely. Which makes sense. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it makes the most perfect sense. I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's like, look, it's too much hassle, we'll get rid of it. And the reason why I say Joe Rogan versus Spotify is because I think it's going to be a beef between Joe Rogan and Spotify, because Joe Rogan is usually comic first. He's usually like, yo, I'm all for free speech. I'm all for these guys getting everything that they're entitled to. Some of the people represented in the case have ties to Joe Rogan or have been on his podcast before. So it'll be interesting to see if Joe Rogan, with his massive podcast deal, if he tries to use that to leverage and say, hey, y'all, these comedians are my homies. They deserve their rights. They deserve the right to free speech. Not only do they deserve the right to free speech, but they need to get the writing credit for exercising that level of free speech. So, I mean, we'll see. Like, I don't think it really impacts Joe Rogan because he's the head honcho in charge. Like, he's getting it for like a podcast. So I don't know if it's not necessarily the same as jokes, because he gets paid on like a contract. Like, you get paid this amount of time, this much money over, you know, like a contract, if you ever worked a contract job. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, or if he talks about it on his podcast. I'll definitely be tuning in. I'm also subscribed to the Joe Rogan clips of the episode, so I'll definitely be watching to see if he, you know, cuts up an episode or something to really emphasize his point. But yeah, it's just always interesting when, because I think Joe's a regular dude. You know what I mean? It's just always interesting when you see like regular guys like get to that level of fame and popularity, and then see what they do with like that fame and popularity. So we'll see if he touches on it, man. We'll see if he picks a side or if he just kind of stays quiet and like, look, man, this isn't necessarily about free speech, but I mean, and it's not really about free speech. It's really just about, we feel like we're more like songwriters, and I mean, to each his own, I guess. Comedy's weird in that aspect, because I don't think comedians have, like, because the jokes that I do is like jokes that I can do at different clubs, in different places. As long as the rule that I've understood is if you record it and post it, then usually you have to get rid of it. That's usually how it goes. If you do a club or you do a, you know, something that's recorded and it's publicly published, it's like, yo, you have to be willing to completely get rid of that material. if it's going to be something that's going to be viewed hundreds of millions of times. Or some people just don't. Some artists, once they go viral for a certain clip, they do that bit in every show that they'll ever get booked, because they know that, hey, this is what people are coming to see, and this is what they'll love. So sometimes people just lean into it totally. These dogs are fighting, man, and I'm really just trying to get them to calm down. I know if I lock them in the other room, I'll hear nothing but crying. But yeah, so it'll just be a thing to see, man. It'll just be. See, I completely lost my train of thought because of these freaking animals. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, man, I got some things on the docket that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Let me get it pulled up. See exactly what I'm talking about. So this was something that I happened to see on the websites, that a CEO fired. Completely just said, hey, man, we done with y'all. Got rid of 900 employees over a Zoom call. Like, do you know how gangster that is? Like, bro, to be to be that level of gangster to just be like, look, I don't feel like talking to y'all individually. Okay. Y'all not worth that level of commitment. So let me just tell y'all something right now. I'm looking. It says Better.com CEO Vishal Garg announced the mortgage company is laying off 9% of its workforce on a Zoom webinar Wednesday, abruptly informing the more than 900 employees on the call they were being terminated just before the holidays. Listen. Y'all know how I feel about corporations. This is nothing new, people. But I'm going to say it again anyway because I feel like I need to speak my piece to the universe. Okay? So let me speak my piece. These companies don't care about nobody. Don't care about nothing but that bottom line. Okay? Don't care about nothing but the bottom line. She's just licking, and I know y'all can hear the licking on the mic. So they don't care about nothing but that bottom line. Do you hear me? They could give two craps less about what you got going on in your personal life. That's why these people who work so hard to please their bosses and to please their managers, like, yo, I'm feeling terrible. I'm still gonna go into work. I'm like, all right. If that's something that you as a person value, that characteristic in yourself, because these places, these companies that you're going to be going to, that's going to be seeing you, they're not going to care what you got going on. That you could die on the job and they'd be like, he was a good worker. Who we going to hire next? Like, it's you get about a 5 second. That's crazy. And then they move on to the next person. So if that's a trait that you specifically value, like, hey, I'm so happy that I can go into work. Hey, I support you. But if you like, yo, I can't let the company down. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right. All right. Now, like I say, some people just built like the loyalty they have. I'm like, bro, be loyal to your family and your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Not to a company. Like that, not to, it's blood thicker than water. I don't care what nobody say. I'm loyal to my family, if you don't know. People in my family crazy, they cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know, we got drug addicts, we got, you know, dealers, we got sellers, we got everything up and down. But look, I'm always gonna love my family. I don't care. Like, they might be in the wrong, but look, I'm going to bat for you. I'm standing in front of you. I ain't going to lie for you now. We ain't going to go in front of the judge and then I'm going to lie for your crooked ass. That ain't happening. All right. That's just not happening. All right. That's not going to happen. I'm not lying for your crooked ass. Now, I'll be at the court with you. Like, hey, listen, judge, I know he crazy, but that's my cousin. You know, we ate ice cream sandwiches together. I love that fool. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm always going to be. But I'm not going to lie for you. Now, you're not going to get me in no... Is it perjury? Would you lie on the stand? You're not... I ain't doing no jail time for you. But you need somebody to pick you up from the pen? I got you, bro. Stop you and get you some Mickey D's on the way home. Hey, bro, let me show you what these fries hitting for. I got you, fam. Now, I can put you up somewhere to stay, but you're not staying with me. Hook you up with these hot hotels, hotels.com. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they cold with it. You know what I'm saying? they'll hook you up with it, but I'm not. I'm sorry, they don't want to live with me. I'm crazy too, bro. I'll be walking around. Listen. I need people to understand something. I'm crazy, okay? I just be walking through the house. Like, whenever I'm deep in thought, these dogs just be looking at me. Like, what is this fool doing? I just be pacing. I'd be like, I gotta figure out what's going on in life right now. But yeah, man, I'm absolutely crazy. So with that being said, CEO fired 900 people. Got them up out of here. Said peace, deuces on their whole careers, their whole lives. It was for the mortgage company. So yeah, man, I really don't have nothing to say. Like, it's just like, what else do you expect from these jobs, these corporations? I hope I never run into somebody that just so callously is like, all right, I don't even want to talk to y'all by name. So bye. Like that, like That's cold-blooded. I don't want to even talk to I don't want to sit down with you face-to-face. So let's get out. Come on, babies. Let's all come on, babies. Come together. Let's come together. All right. All of y'all is fire. Thank you. Happy holidays. Boop. And I know it's wrong. It's wrong. But it's kind of gangster. Like, it's like, you look, man, I'm trying to listen. I got my wife in the other room. My kids I'm trying to play with. I'm just trying to break it down. You're fired. Have a good holiday. And it just get like, if I was y'all, like, that's the way the corporations flip it. They flip it on you. Like, well, this is where we're at right now. We figured we would let you guys know to be fair to you. So the be fair to you is to make you think like, oh, they going to be nice with what they about to say. Yeah, we want to let y'all, you know, you're all fired. Thank you. Click. Oh, at least they were fair to me. Nah, bro. God, they always try to. Hold on. What did he say? Hold on. Let me say. This is what he said. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group that is being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately. Having to conduct layoffs. This is what the HR person said. Having to conduct layoffs is gut-wrenching, especially this time of year. However, a fortress balance sheet and a reduced and focused workforce together set us up to play offense going into a radically evolving home ownership market. I don't think they care. Like, I'm just being honest with you. I don't care who you are. That's a cold way to let some people go. That is a cold. You can't call them one by. You got the capability for Zoom. You can't pick up the phone. Say, hey, bro. You can't. Hey, look, Leslie. Leslie, you were a good worker. Okay. Goodbye. Like, and then just hang. Like, that's at least you get the respect to talk. Hey, sorry, man. You can use. Look, you already have the capabilities. Get that OnlyFans popping. You know, we got the webinar set up right now. We can put you with some references. Most we can offer you. You know what I'm saying? Got a referral link. Jim got the OnlyFans popping right now, Leslie. He can hook you up. You know what I'm saying? I've seen his stuff. Leslie, his stuff's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, like, you know, that, but they couldn't even do that. They couldn't give Leslie the respect. They said, hey, keep it a buck, people. Deuce it. And then just got, like, to me, when anytime that I've ever been let go, it's happened enough. I'm a terrible employee. Anytime that I've ever been let go, I'm always like, yo, bro, can I get a reference? Okay, for this situation, we gonna say that this is how I at least it didn't talk to you, because when I'm gone. I ain't never look back. But let's say you get the respect of a one-on-one, like, hey, I'm gone. What you should do is be like, hey man, let me get a reference. Let me get, you know, a letter of recommendation somewhere. Like, this dog is on her butt so close. Like, I'm just trying to keep them away from each other. But she's so angry. Stop, she's growling. this dog is mad, man. But like I was saying, man. Oh, this is not a dog toy. Oh, it is a dog toy. I don't even know what's going on. What the heck is this? Oh, I think you put treats in this one. I don't know what's going on. But what I was saying was, get rid of that thing. I don't know how I'm going to edit this audio together. So y'all please bear with me for this one, man. I don't know how this is going to work. So like I say, y'all bear with me to see how this turns out. But like I was saying, these businesses just do not care, bro. Like, don't break your heart. Don't break your mind. Just do what you got to do. Make your money and bring it home to your family. You know what I'm saying? Be happy with the ones that are happy with you. Because they will give you a plaque and let you put it on your wall and think and feel like you accomplished something. And then go turn around and just get rid of you. That's why y'all know I'm quick to quit a job if I feel like something better is moving forward. That's why I feel like the acting and the comedy thing is so perfect for me. Because you can easily back out of a club and be like, yo, man, sorry, this other club over here is offering me something. But you never know, man. So get your cash, get your guap, get your money, and keep it moving. Sorry. I be picking up my phone trying to look for stuff and then forget completely what I just looked at. So y'all know that I'm crazy. Okay. The next thing going on in the world is apparently some woman broke in to Drizzy Drake's The Drizulator. The Drizulator. Some woman broke into Drake's apartment. I mean, house. Why do the puppies insist on being so disrespectful? But they broke into the puppy's place. Mr. Way Too Sexy himself, featuring Future and Young Thug, causing issues. Not causing issues, but a woman broke into his place, essentially. And had her a good old time, man. Was drinking, having fun times. Motion sensor went off. Cops came, arrested the woman. Drake wasn't even there, never met the lady. And like the police handled it and his representation handled it. And apparently she's slapping him with a $4 billion lawsuit. Saying that he used her name for fame and fortune. Now, I know $4 million would be excessive, but $4 billion would it be is what she's suing him for. Once again, I said it on the last story, and I'm going to say it for this story. Gangsta. It's nothing else that you can call it, people. Gangsterism. Okay? The gangsters are living among us, is what I'm saying. Now, I hate when people get canceled. You know what I'm saying? I hate when people get accused of false allegations and innocent people go to jail. But this is a beautiful story. You got a groupie who never came into physical contact with said plaintiff. Dude, this dog is crazy. You got somebody that never came into physical contact with said plaintiff, but is suing him anyway. I hope the court see this and they take a closer look at the things that we are and are not allowed to happen in the courts. Okay? That is what we need to see as a people. Okay? We need to see this as a human race. We need to see adjustments to the justice system. Okay? If this woman can break into his house and then sue him for $4 billion, bro, come on. Rest of us ain't got no chance. But that's the way of the world, man. Like, sometimes you should just be able to be like, can I just sue this lady for being crazy? Like, that is an absurd reason to sue somebody. Absurd reason. But he said he didn't even know the lady's name. How am I going to use your name? I don't even know who you is, woman. But y'all know I'm going to keep it close, because you never know. It might be whatever turned out one of Drake's baby mamas. He's like, oh, snap, nah. Not again. Like, another one just came up. But it sounds like she's crazy. It's because I see in the story that it said the representation, since she served a lawsuit, his representation tried to reach out to her to, like, talk about the lawsuit and say, hey, what are your, you know, you. What I'm saying is lawyers tried to contact her, essentially, to say, hey, we see that you filed a lawsuit. You know, I guess they contacted them for whatever reason. Like, hey, you got to. Oh, that's right. She's representing herself. So they, instead of contacting her lawyer, they had to contact her because she's in this lawsuit representing herself. So when they contacted her, she said, I don't know who the heck y'all are. Cussed them out and hung up the phone. That's what the story said. So, you know, I'm down for a crazy story. So I'm down to sit. I'm down to just tune in. I'm down to sit back and see how cuckoo and crazy we can get with this one, y'all. Why not? Why? What else we got going on in the world today, people? Huh? COVID is boring. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of it. Travis Scott, that story didn't got old. His crazy self. I don't know. I have not heard Travis Scott use words. So, I don't, with Kanye and Drake, all them fools be talking with it. Like, they like me. They just be talking. Like, I don't open my mouth and it just starts spilling out. And I don't even know. I don't even know what's going on half the time, but I've been talking. So, I hope that don't lead to me regretting. You know what I'm saying? Me regretting nothing. But I'll be talking. So, I guess we'll see, man. The world is crazy. The world is absolutely crazy, man. People don't care. The world don't care. Drake don't care. I don't care. A puppy don't care. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. I just elbowed her in the side. Oh, can we stop biting stuff while I'm recording? Y'all can have it as soon as I'm done recording, man. As soon as I'm done, y'all can have it. I promise. Like, bro, as soon as I'm done, Poppy. As soon as I'm done. These dogs are so disrespectful, bro. All I want to do is record. Like, I feel like I be going crazy. I feel like I be going crazy because I got to deal with crazy animals. Like I understand how parents and they how kids be going crazy with because of the parents be going crazy because of the kids. See, I can't even get my thoughts right, man. I'm just about to go crazy on it. Y'all gonna see on the news, local comedian, rapper, Anonymous, just outside running through the streets, butt naked, screaming, "Get these dogs away from me!" Like that's gonna be my future, and this gonna be the fault of these puppies, bro. I don't understand how y'all expect me to keep my sanity, and she just got her butthole just in my face, like, bro. I'm not gonna make it, people. I'm not going to make it. All right. I'll become clean. All right. Listen, we all been here with tuning me in this damn podcast. So let's talk about it. Okay. Let me air out my grievances. Okay. Y'all want to talk about y'all stuff on y'all blogs. Listen, I get offended when dogs expose their butthole. Okay. That's what it is. Okay. That is a personal. Look at this. That is a personal insult to me. You don't respect me enough to face me. If it's a predator, you're going to look at him. Let it be a condor coming down the supermarket. He going to be looking at the condor. Or a bear about to just run. You looking at the bear. At the very least, you're going to glance. Let me just keep my eyes on where this dude is right here. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Mike Tyson coming up to you. Hey, let me just watch. Mike Tyson, let me just, you know what I'm saying? You see a predator coming, you're going to at least pay the predator the respect of keeping your eyes on him. They just be showing butt. And I'm like, bro, I just want just catch him one time in the spleen. Just to hear that noise one time. But I can't do that. Because I love these animals. I fell, almost broke my knee because the dog was near that. The puppy can't go down. The puppy can't go down steps for whatever reason. Just clumsy as heck. Just get too close to him and just do, 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 do. I've seen it happen. Okay. So the puppy was close to the steps and I'm like, hey, come back here. I don't want you to fall down the steps. Come here. But the puppy was like, hey, it's some steps. And I'm like, you know what happened last time? Those are steps. And just for whatever reason. Just started leaning towards the steps. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I know what happens to you with the steps. So I'm like, no. And then I lean to grab the puppy. Like, you know when you're doing lunges and you like, let me get you real quick. Like a quick little, the leg lockage. I lean with it, knee folding up. Let me just grab you from away from the steps. But for whatever reason, the knee fortitude ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? So I lean over with the, let me grab you off the... You ever, like, I thought it was a knee and then the bones, but I didn't know it's some other contraptions in the knee because it popped and cracked so loud and in so many different places simultaneously. I said, I must have just shattered. Like, that was just, I got knees now. Like, it ain't just one knee after all them cracks. That's what I'm thinking. Ain't no way it's just one knee left. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, So I instantly just go limp and just lay on the floor because I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? But did I lay on top of the dog? No. I scooped the dog and moved him over as I'm falling. So he fine, just sitting there looking at me dying on the floor. And I'm like, And then the dog stand on my chest like, yeah, I still want to see what's going on downstairs. And I'm like, bro, what? Is it... And, of course, the dog just walks away and, you know, I had to call 911. But it's whatever, you know. It'll be what it'll be. But just remember, when I'm running naked down the street, screaming, get these dogs away from me, I want y'all to call the police station or whatever mental hospital I'm at and show them this clip, okay? Tell them that it's because I love these animals. Okay, y'all, that's it for me, man. I'm about to go crazy this piece. These animals, they push you so close to the edge and then just dare you to say something. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. Y'all be kind, y'all be dope, but more importantly than anything else, man, be yourself. I'll catch y'all next Monday, hopefully, if I can get my life together, man. Be safe. Peace.